talking to strangers.
I think it's never easy to talk to strangers, apart from, for example, asking the time or asking for directions in a place you don't know, which is not seen as anything particularly strange. British and American people often strike up a conversation when waiting somewhere, say for a taxi or standing in a queue. What I find strange in Austria is that many people who you see almost daily, I don't know, in the supermarket or at the bus stop, don't say hello and pretend they've never seen you before. Talking to strangers in a business context, like introducing yourself to a new co-worker or starting a conversation with somebody who takes part in the same networking event, can be quite daunting. The fact that most participants are busy talking on their phones or texting and generally avoid eye contact doesn't help. But try and overcome your fears and start chatting. You won't believe how grateful most people would be that you made the first move. And it isn't all that difficult either. There are some easy conversation openers, like, for example, paying people compliments. Think of something nice to say about the other person. Everybody likes to hear a compliment. This is why they're all good icebreakers, as we like to call them. You could also start with a remark about the event you're attending, like, this is a beautiful venue, a fantastic conference, a really interesting key speech, a really interesting keynote speech, don't you think? Another good conversation opener is to find something you have in common with the other person. The same hotel, language or nationality or first name, I don't know, and start talking about it. Finally, always remember that a good conversationalist, both in a business context and in private life, concentrates on the other person, tries to put them at ease and is helpful and polite. What you should avoid at all costs is bragging and showing off or, worst of all, name-dropping. It just signals how weak and insecure you are. On the other hand, there's no need to be too humble and subservient either. Just try to be your normal self and you'll never find yourself standing alone in a corner, racking your brain for someone to ring to make it less obvious that you've got nobody to talk to.